Time to find out what's going on in the world of the multi-talented sportscaster, actor, author, screenwriter, you name it, Gary Tanguay joining us. Hello there, Gary.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Pretty well, thanks. What's going on in your world these days?
Just finished Ozark. Did you watch Ozark?
I have not watched it yet, but everybody's telling me I should.
Oh, my God. You've got to get into Ozark, dude. You haven't watched any of it?
Not a bit.
Oh, you got to get into it. You got to binge the three seasons. You got to binge them all. Is it three or four? I can't remember.
Four seasons. Yeah, four seasons. And I did watch it, so I feel like we should just tell Rich to leave the room and we can talk about it, Gary.
What an ending, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't want to give anything away to Rich, but yeah,
we'll have to talk, Gary, because I feel that is, if you think about it, that ending could be interpreted a couple of ways.
Mm.
And I don't think, you know, like, I know what we think happened, but because the screen goes black and then, but I said, well, wait a minute. Something else might have happened too, but we'll never know because the series over.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you when the screen goes black, they whack Tony Soprano.
Well, I know it's, you know what, but it's not as this is, you're right. I know that whole philosophy, but I also think that when Jim, I forgot his last name.
Gandolfini.
Thank you, Gandolfini. When Jim Gandolfini saw Donnie Marshall at a Nets game, Donnie said, what's going on? He said, oh, we're going to make a movie. So so they didn't whack him because it was going to be a movie.
Oh.
But unfortunately, I mean, tragically, right. My God, the guy passed away, which was such a bummer.
Yeah.
But I know people love that ending, and they love to talk about it. I think this one, the Ozark ending, is much more cemented. I think Carrie would agree. But mm-hmm. I have a little bit of a different philosophy at the end. But you got to watch Ozark, dude.
All right, I'll watch that.
I can't believe you have not watched Ozark.
Well, there's so much out there. Now, do you watch Barry?
Love it. And I haven't watched the season finale.
Okay, well, the finale of that is incredible.
Oh, God. I mean.
And I'm going to say this. Henry Winkler needs another Emmy because he's amazing.
He has been phenomenal. Everybody on that show kills it. Everybody, I mean, NoHo Hank, that dude,
oh.
Anthony. I forgot his last name too. I saw him on Jimmy Kimmel. He's great. I mean, he's so good. I mean, it's just like I was listening to a podcast with Bill Hader where he and Berg, Alec Berg, came up. They met. You might have heard this, guys, but they met at a diner or at a restaurant in L.A. for like 6 months. Right, and they kept coming up with the idea, like the vet, and it was only one. It wasn't enough, and somehow, some way, they said, "Well, wait a minute, maybe he's a hitman who starts taking acting classes." And they were like, "Now we got a show." I mean, it's insane. The plot is insane, but it's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah, absolutely, but there's so much good stuff out there these days, and.
It's hard. You can't. I mean, you basically have to be unemployed like me to watch it all.
And in the midst of that, there's a little basketball, a little NBA Finals game going on tonight.
You know,
what have you thought of this matchup so far?
I believe it's been very exciting. I think the two teams are really evenly matched. I felt that going in that because of their experience and because Klay Thompson was back, I thought that Golden State might have a bit of an edge, but I thought it was definitely winnable by the Celtics. Then after the first game, I was thinking, oh, the Celtics can definitely win this. I still think it's a coin toss. I think it is perhaps the most evenly matched finals we've had in a long time. You know, I mean, this could really go either way. I thought what Steph did in the last game was heroic. Big players come up in big spots. I think Jason Tatum's hurt. I think something's going on with his right arm or something. I do think that the inexperience of the Celtics in the last game down the stretch came back to hurt them. Their offense just went in the garbage can. I mean, they stopped moving the ball. They totally froze. You know, they froze. But the one, and Steph didn't. And the one thing about, though, the Celtics is that they're resilient. When you think there's no pulse, man, they come back. Like, I think the Celtics will win tonight. You know, that's what they do.
Well, but they haven't lost two in a row in forever.
Yeah, and they went on the road. You know, and I just think it's I think it's been a fun series. I think it's been really good. I thought the Draymond stuff was great drama. I didn't think it had anything to do with the outcome of the game. But, I mean, we all remember the 80s series when it was like, you know, Rambis, and then, you know, then Detroit and Boston and McNasty and McFilthy. I mean, the Draymond stuff was awesome. It was great. So I think it's been very exciting. I think it's very hard to hate Steph. I mean, I'm just such a, if you love basketball, how can you not love that kid?
Oh, and it doesn't matter what's going on. I mean, he's 10 feet behind the arc, a guy's hitting him in the head. It doesn't matter. He still makes the three.
I mean, you know, and he went to Davidson, right? And nobody thought he was, I mean, I love the guy. I want the Celtics to win, but I think it's been fun. I've loved every minute of it. And, you know, what does it come down to? It comes down to probably getting a stop, you know, probably getting a stop or two at the end of the game. I don't think there are going to be any more blowouts. Rob Williams, I think, you know, can be a big difference maker. Everybody's on Tatum because here's the tough part. This is what I feel bad for Jason Tatum. When he was a one-on-one guy and he was just a gunner, they said, you got to pass the ball, pass the ball. Now he's passing the ball, getting everybody involved, and now they say he has to step up, take the big shot in the big moment. I think he's having a tough time differentiating when to be selfish and when to be generous. Like, you didn't want Marcus taking the shots in the fourth quarter of the last game.
No.
Right? He's not the guy to take those shots. So where was Jaylen Brown and where was Tatum, you know, on that one? And Udoka, if Tatum's double teamed, Udoka's got to figure out a way to get him free, you know? So that's what I feel. I just think it's been so much fun to watch, and it could go either way.
Yeah. And I feel like they're playing with house money at this point. It's been a great run. You know, if you come up a little short against a more experienced team, that's understandable. It's been a great year. And normally I would say, well, game five, that's a huge game. But as you said, this Celtics team is so resilient. Golden State is so good. I don't see any way it doesn't go seven.
I agree, Rich. Like, you're right. Game five is usually pivotal, but it's been nuts. I do believe, to your point, with Ime Udoka here and Tatum with all the attention that he's got, all the money he's making, and Rob Williams, the way he's played, Horford came in, and I thought Horford was DOA. I never thought he'd play again. Other players are going to look around the league, and Boston is going to be a destination. Now, it's not Miami with the fast cars and the palm trees, and it's not Los Angeles, but they have a winning environment. Players are going to want to come here. Ownership takes care of their players, and the coach. They like the coach. So that missing piece, whoever it is, right, or that veteran who's looking for a ring is going to go, oh, I'm going to go play for Udoka, you know. And I think that that's huge in this league. Absolutely huge.
Talking to Gary Tanguay here on Downtown. What's going on with the Patriots coaching? Is this Bill just trying to be a rebel again? Who needs an offensive coordinator? Who needs to decide play calling? We'll just make it up as we go along.
Was it Captain Quig or is he a genius, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing I could tell you is that I don't know. I tried to figure this out, right? I don't know if he feels comfortable with like, if the defense was all set, and I don't think it is, right? I would be okay with it because I think Bill would be the offensive coordinator. Now, people would say, well, Bill's never been an offensive coordinator. Bill Belichick can coach anything.
Right.
Bill Belichick can be the offensive coordinator. Come on, let's not be stupid, right? Like, so if he, you know, if he, like, on the defensive side of the ball, when you had Mayo and you got his kid, you go, yeah, but Bill's really the defensive coordinator, right? And then when Bill would take over the DC, then they would play well. But now he's got a defense, to me, and a defensive coaching staff that's still a little green and still a little suspect. And now he's bringing in, you know, the land of misfit toys, you know, Patricia, who was a defensive coordinator that failed miserably as a coach, comes in and is now, he's going to call plays. And Judge, who they ran out of New York, the players couldn't stand, he's going to call plays. That I think it's, I think that maybe you give Bill the benefit of the doubt because of his record. And the reality is, after 1 year stinking, they're back in the playoffs. You know,
right.
I think there's a high bar, but generally when a team, you know, loses a franchise player like Brady, it takes a while to get back, and they're back in the playoffs a year later, right? I mean, they are. So I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I have no idea what the hell he's doing.
Well, especially with a young quarterback. If Brady was still there, okay, fine, but you got a quarterback that's clearly got some terrific potential. But you don't want to set him back a couple of years if you got Joe Judge messing with his head.
Well, you're right, Rich. And, you know, I know that I think you might be a closet Giants fan.
What?
You
what?
The world famous Cockney from years gone by. But if Gerard Mayo is your defensive coordinator and that is a well-run machine.
Yes.
Right? Or... the guy from Miami comes back, right? If you have a defensive coordinator that Bill doesn't have to worry about, and if you're going to tell me that Bill is going to tutor the kid, I'm all for it, because I think Bill and Charlie Weiss had an awful lot to do with Brady. But the defense isn't set. That's the problem. Mm. You know what I mean? So, Bill, the one thing that hurts Bill is he doesn't like to bring in other established guys. He never has. He grooms his pups from the beginning, right? Billy O'Brien came on staff. The guy was making photocopies. Then he became the tight end, the wide receivers coach, and then he was this coach, and then he worked his way up to working with Brady. And same thing with McDaniels. McDaniels came in making photocopies, getting coffee, right? Then he brought him up through. That's the way he does it. He doesn't go out and hire a North Turner to come in and run the offense. I don't know if it's because he's insecure, because he wants to mold people in his way of thinking, but he's never done it. So I agree with you. I'm very concerned with a young quarterback like this that they don't have that guy. And if you could tell me Bill is the guy that is going to be with Mac Jones every step of the way, I would be okay with it. But I don't think he has the time. So it's a problem.
Speaking of Brady, now he signed this big contract with Fox, and I know nobody watches games for the analyst, but do you see him being particularly good at this sort of thing?
Great question. Initially, no. However, okay, like Tony Romo was a natural, Peyton Manning's a natural, but Brady works hard at anything. Mm. And I think that he will work hard and become good at it. The one thing Brady's going to be good at, and I think that you, Carrie, I'm not sure how you feel about this, but I think, Rich, you will enjoy. Brady is going to make the game simple for everybody. When it comes to the X's and O's, he will break it down. He will be fabulous. But is he going to be entertaining? Right?
Mm.
And that's what Madden was. Madden was a mixture of both. Like, I remember, Rich, I don't know why I remember this, but when I was working with you, I remember, like, when Madden came on and we talked, he was just breaking in, I think, and we would talk about, like, you know, how this guy, like, is entertaining because he's this big, you know, jolly guy joking with Pat Summerall, you know, talking about the turducken, but yet, in, like, three words, he can tell you what happened on a play.
Right, and, you know, and he wasn't just the funny guy. He understood the game better than I think anybody had before in that role.
There's no question. I mean, look, we loved Summerall and Brookshire, but I mean, you know, Brookshire, I mean, come on, you know, they were just yucking it up all the time. But Madden could explain the game to you. I think Brady's going to be great at explaining the game. How entertaining is he going to be? I don't know.
Gary Tanguy with us here on Downtown this afternoon. How are things coming with the book?
Oh, man, doing well, man. Pecking away, just doing what I can. like I said, it takes a while, but it's we're doing, you know, I'm trying to get the first one made into a movie. I'd love to see that happen. But the second one, we're pecking away, Rich, pecking away. Rocky rolls. And like I said, I got this other book I've been working on too. So one of the problems that I've had is I keep bouncing back between the two. So I'm going to have to pick a lane here.
Well, the arm of the fall.
What I can tell you is we have a shootout. We have a shootout in the Ted Williams Tunnel.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, I thought that when we talked about it, the arm in the fall, I thought it was very cinematic. I mean, you could see it wouldn't take a whole lot of tweaking to come up with a screenplay for that.
No, it wouldn't. And we're talking to some people, and fingers crossed. And maybe if your boss, Stephen King, is listening, he's interested. You know, maybe I know he at least he would like the cover. But we're trying, but it's not easy, dude. You know, I agree with you, and that's what I've been told. And that's quite frankly why it's still alive. I mean, there are definitely some people out there that believe in that concept, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Any more acting coming up in the next couple of months?
I just auditioned. I don't know if I can say this on the radio. I just auditioned for a film in New York where I play a husband who stands up in a meeting and I give a review on how his wife's vibrator works.
Oh, please, God. Please let Gary get this role.
I am so... And then they said, can you improv? I said, can I improv?
What have I done for the last 35 years?
Oh, boy. I can improv. So I had a good time with that. So hopefully that comes through. Hopefully I get that one. And then I did hopefully something where I get to play a detective. So knock on wood there.
Awesome. Well, we'll keep in touch, find out what's going on. Gary, as always, appreciate you making some time for us. Hope the first part of your summer goes well, and we'll check in a few weeks.
Bye, Richie. Thanks. Have a good time. See you, Carrie.
Thanks, buddy. That's Gary Tangway here on Downtown.